today, Dad.
Same to you. You're old.
I am old.
You're old. Do you feel old?
I do feel old.
First week at 18, what do you think?
You know, my back's starting to hurt more. My knees are popping
You
more.
Snap, crackle, and pop when you get out of bed in the morning?
Yeah.
Okay. You're well on your way then.
Is it normal though?
Yeah, you're probably getting a little crotchety too. Of course, you've always been that way.
Yeah, well, two knee surgeries.
Man, I tell you, if that continues as a trend, that's going to be ugly. Okay, I don't even want to think about that one.
Anyway.
Yes, anyway.
Welcome into another Saturday of Woods and Water, South Carolina.
Yeah, thanks for tuning in. It's spring is here.
Finally. I was getting a little tired of that cold weather. You know, cold weather, it makes your joints hurt. All that. Is that not due to you?
Oh, my goodness.
No? Really? Just me? Okay.
Just you.
All right.
You are old for your time.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Oh, well. Can't do anything about it now.
Nope, can't do anything about it now. Busy. Goodness gracious, it's been like bang, 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 and it's going to be bang, bang, bang going forward.
Yep.
I had classic Santee. Boy, they called him at Santee.
Yep.
Wow.
Some of the numbers on Bass Track. Crazy.
Yeah, that. And for those of you who don't know, I'm going to be in Tulsa, Oklahoma today at the Major League Fishing Red Crest. So we're recording this a bit early, and with the weather delayed down at Santee, then fishing Championship Monday, we haven't seen the final thing yet, so because I fly out early in the week. But, yeah, caught him at Santee, like 9-pounders. You know, just how come Santee wasn't like that when we were down there last year? We need to be down there right now.
Oh, yeah.
It ain't going to happen.
We're going to start making our way down there.
Yes, we're going to start the second annual Fishing Across the State Challenge ramps up. We will get into that.
Yep.
Do we decide what we're going to fish? Murray, of course.
Murray.
For Capital City, Lake Murray country. We're going to go down there.
I think I love Lake Hartwell, but I think we need to take it further north to Jocassee,
yeah, smallmouth.
Yep.
Yep.
And then head on down to Santee.
Santee.
And then maybe come back up and hit Hartwell. Maybe we'll add a fourth stop.
Oh, my gosh. I hope you got gas money. Yeah, I didn't think so. Jeez. Okay. But, yeah, so let's see. Classic. Then Santee, then Red Crest. Come back. We got back-to-back air shows in South Carolina, one with the Thunderbirds, one with the Blue Angels.
Yep.
Fishing is now.
Absolutely.
Whether it's here, the salt's kicking off, trout fishing's getting good.
That.
Yes, I know that.
Trout fishing?
Yes, I know that.
Get back into that. And.
Oh, no.
We need to go back down to Charleston.
Okay. Like I said, do you have gas money for all this?
I mean, I technically
do. You have sponsors that will pay for this?
I technically do have money. It's just whether or not I'm willing to give it up.
Yeah, see, that's the problem. That's the problem. Dads all over the country are going, uh-huh. I know what that's like. Okay, well, it's going to be a relatively busy show. We do have a couple of – we're going to do our classic wrap-up.
It's a week late, but
– yeah, week late, but we're gonna do the classic wrap-up. And talk about the gathering down at the Clinton House this past weekend.
Yep, that was a great way to spend a birthday.
Oh, gosh, yes. Great way to spend a birthday for you. So we do have some interviews. Mm-hmm. 2 of 5 came out. Sorry about that. Wind interference at Media Day at the Classic kind of killed us. So
kind of.
Yeah, kind of. So let's kick it off with the calendar events brought to you by Capital City.
Lake Murray Country.
And this is Captain Jacob Primo Impalazzeri. He is Thunderbird 8. Listen to this.
I've always loved flying ever since I was a little kid. My dad was actually in the Air Force for 20 years. He flew C-130s, and then he got out and got hired with Delta. So I've been around aviation my entire life. So that's what really drove me to become not only a pilot, but a fighter pilot. You know, all the way through pilot training, you got the different instructor pilots training you, and the fighter pilots were always, one, the best in the air, and it was just the coolest thing to see. Growing up, we'd always go to air shows. So I'm from Cincinnati, Ohio, and the Dayton Air Show is a huge air show every year. And one year the Thunderbirds would go, and then the next year the Blue Angels. So they would alternate every other year. And just seeing those jets was awe-inspiring and really wanted to make me become a fighter pilot.
And there you have it. Inspiration. Mm-hmm. And maybe there's a future fighter pilot out there who, hey, Mom, I want to go down, or hey, Dad, I want to go down and see the Thunderbirds or the Blue Angels. So here we go. So April the 2nd through the and 3rd. At Shaw Air Force Base, they're having the Shaw Air and Space Expo. You can go, they have a website set up, which is shawairexpo.com. It takes you through everything that you may need to know. Performers, you're going to have, of course, the headliners are going to be the U.S. Air Force Thunderbirds, the Viper Demo Team, which is based there at Shaw Air Force Base. They're going to have a Heritage Flight, P-51s, F-16, the Black Daggers Parachute Team. The AeroShare Aerobatic Team are going to be flying their T-6 Texans, Smoke and Thunder Jet Truck, RJ Gritter in a decathlon, Panchito, which is a B-25 Mitchell, Scott Francis in a Pitts S-1T? No.
What?
MXS. Okay, that didn't look like a Pitts. Full Throttle Formation Team, I think it's an RV bunch, and then the Confederate Air Force's FG-1D Corsair going to be performing. So that's the 2nd and the 3rd, and we might as well go ahead and go down the next one, and we'll just come back to the other. Then the next weekend, which is April 9th and 10th, at Joint Base Charleston, you've got the 2022 Air Expo. And their headliner is going to be the Blue Angels, followed by the Black Daggers, the Viper Demo Team, okay. Pitts S2S Raptor, Edge 540, a P-51D, which is Quicksilver, based in Aiken. C-17 is going to be there, F-15, a C-130, a C-5, and it looks like AeroShell is going to be there too. Pretty cool. I wonder if Jim Tobel is going to be there in his Corsair, because he and Scooter Yoke of Quicksilver, they always perform together. So anyway, the caveat to the Charleston show is you have to have a parking pass to get on base. You can only get a parking pass for one day, so you need to go to the website, which is jbcharleston.com Air Expo, and get your parking pass. Admission's free, but you got to have a parking pass to access on base parking. One pass per vehicle, not per attendee. Okay, I'm excited. I cannot wait.
You're a runway junkie.
I am a runway junkie, and I will never change.
I'm aware of that.
Okay, so you have like a minute.
I'm just going to say, y'all have one more day to get to the Pimento Sportsman Classic in Columbia.
That's right.
Which
I
highly recommend for all you fishermen, duck hunters, deer hunters, anybody. This is the place you want to be, Columbia. And technically, it started yesterday, goes to tomorrow. So, you better get down there.
Get out there. Go ahead. Once you?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Or I can do one of mine.
Go ahead and do
okay.
Yours.
Okay. For warriors and veterans, there's a special fishing day for you, which is the U.S. put on by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, Charleston, and Department of Natural Resources. It takes place Wednesday, April 6th from 9 to 3. And warriors and veterans only. It's a limit of 100 participating fishermen, and it's the Cooper River Rediversion Project in St. Stephens. It's a bank fishing thing. Bring your favorite rod. If you don't have a rod, some will be available for you to use. Artificial bait will be provided. You have to have a valid SCDNR freshwater fishing license, striped bass catch and release only. And they say that Pam Holbrook said this is like a tournament to die, a fishing day to die for. Right up there behind St. Cedar's. All right, so hang on. We'll be back. More Woods and Water, South Carolina on the other side.
Give me a bottle of anything and a
glazed donut.
Dad.
To go. Go.
What is this?
What?
Well,
while I'm looking for the sidewalk and take a look. Whoa!
Oh, wow. Come download my own music this week.
You would have hated me as a teenager.
Oh no. I would have been one of those boys
that you just
looked at run and up like, why more... are you breathing the same air as
pretty
me?
Pretty much true, yeah. Yeah. That's right. Welcome back to Woods and Water, South Carolina. The '80s were the best.
The '80s music is just
Oh, hey. Oh, Top Gun 2 is coming out.
I saw that.
Is it May 27th?
Yes.
Yes. May 27th.
Absolutely going to see that one.
If you see about 30 people in their mid-50s, I'm probably one of them. There's a bunch of us that are getting together to go see that one. So
really?
I don't know which theater we're going to.
Why?
But there's going to be a bunch of us.
Why can't
I go? I think we got people coming down out of town to see it with us.
Hey, why can't I go?
Because you're not 50-something. Sorry.
But I'm 18. I may as well be 50.
No, you're not. Anyway, yeah. May 27th, I think, is the day it's coming out.
I'll go see by myself.
That's fine. Go. I'm going to be a bunch of my high school friends.
That's scary.
It is scary. Okay.
Don't go try and race down Winhampton.
Who knows?
Dad.
Winhampton was a lot less crowded when we were racing up down Winhampton. Can assure you that.
Anywho.
Too many stoplights.
But.
I mean, when I was going to high school, leaving Greer, heading to Greenville, there were like 6 stoplights the whole way in.
Not to mention there's more people.
And now there's like 30 of them.
Yeah. Believe me, I know it's annoying.
It'd be kind of fun to see if you could weave in and out of traffic. I get really upset with people that do that now. But,
I know, yeah.
But it was fun back then. Of course, there were lots of gaps. There's no more gaps.
Dad.
Which is kind of funny because somebody comes blasting by you. And you catch up to him 100 yards down at the stoplight, and you're like, hey, remember me? You just blew around me and wasted a half a gallon of gas, but hey, that's okay. Jeez, this is bad. Okay,
this
all right.
Is really bad.
So we're going to wrap up the calendar event. How many do you have? Just one?
I have multiple.
You have multiple calendar events
multiple.
Left?
I have four.
Okay, well, go ahead and do one.
Okay. So DNR came out. With
that's
this,
not a calendar event.
It kind of is.
No, it's a news.
Oh, gosh. Fun then. Crab Bank is having some closures due to breeding season.
That's really not a calendar event either.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. That's news. This is the last time I let you.
Bass Pro Shops is having
okay,
a
this
world
is a calendar event. Okay.
Gosh.
This is the last time I let you start.
Y'all can see
right
now I'm hitting
things.
Myself over the head with all these papers.
Hurry up. We got a lot of stuff to get to.
Bass Pro Shops is holding their World's Fishing Fair at their headquarters in Springfield.
It's their 50th anniversary.
And it's their 50th anniversary.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
And it's the weekend after the Red Crest, and I can't
March
go.
March 30th
I know.
Through April 3rd.
Ugh.
But you may think, well, that's a really long way to go if y'all are around here. But let me just tell you.
Oh, it's worth it.
So, first off, 50% of all proceeds that they make at this fair for admissions are being donated to support conservation.
It's a five-day event.
It's point number one of why you should go.
It's a five-day event.
Yes. and it says, this year's fair is destined to be the largest event in the history of angling. That's thing number two, why you should go. And thing number three, they're having some mystery country music artists going to be there, but they're saying they're some of the biggest names in country music.
Oh, it's no mystery. They published them.
Oh, well, it's not in here. They haven't released it, I guess, then.
Yeah, they have. I saw it today. It's like, it's some good ones. Dirk Bentley
and I mean, let's see. They said mystery guest in this one.
Well, it's not a mystery anymore. Let's see. Who posted it? Somebody on Facebook posted it.
Not even cool.
Who was that put it out there? It was somebody put it out there, but it's John Anderson. I mean, it's Hank Williams Jr. is gonna go Saturday night.
Come on.
Yes.
Okay. Well, there's point number three of why you should go. There are gonna be some really cool auctions going on. It says $250,000 in prizes over a 5-day event. Drawings held hourly. There's gonna be over $10 million worth of tackle that's gonna be there that you can buy.
It's only a 12-hour drive.
You wanna go? I'm down to go.
Oh man. It's a 3-hour flight.
Okay.
Or three and a half hour flight.
Sky miles.
I got sky miles to burn plus free tickets. Keep going.
There's gonna be the Wonders of Wildlife facility.
Oh, and you need to if you go out, you need to dedicate a day for Wonders of Wildlife. Mm-hmm. It's an incredible thing. Okay, keep going.
There are
going
to be seminars there. Some of the biggest legends in bass fishing are going to be there, like Jimmy Houston, Bill Dance, Kevin Van Dam, Johnny Morris. Gosh.
Yeah.
Roland Martin. Oh, boy.
Okay.
Edwin Evers. Gosh. And then there you can buy some boats there. They're going to have boats for sale. There's just a lot going on. Go to their website. Check them out.
It's tempting.
It's worth it.
It's tempting.
It's definitely worth it. It's
tempting.
I'm out of calendar
stuff. Okay, good.
Apparently.
You don't know calendar from news.
This was kind of, it had dates in it.
Well, but that's not calendar. This is calendar. Attention all crappie fishermen. We are holding a springtime crappie tournament to all who are interested. This is Riverwinds Landing in Prosperity, South Carolina. You can register anytime at Riverwinds Landing. Through 6 a.m. Saturday, April the 9th, which is the day of the tournament. Entry fees $90 per team, 100% payback through the field. Big fish, hooks in the water at 7 a.m. and out at 2:30. And all anglers must be in line by 3:45 for the weigh-in. 7 fish weigh-in, all must be alive. It's an open trailer event as well, so you can come and go. And that's the calendar. And right now we are in the spring of deception. We had winter.
We're not going to talk
about
that.
We had full spring, second winter. This is a spring of deception. We're looking at third winter and then the pollinating.
Although I beg to differ, I don't think we'll get to a third winter.
I don't know. It is just always around Easter. Seems like we have a cold snap. So I have seen pollen on the water.
Oh, gosh, yes.
So it's like we're in the spring of deception, which the pollinating starts, and then we have third winter, which stops the pollinating, and then the pollinating happens after third winter. So this is the 12 seasons of South Carolina, for those of you that aren't up on this stuff.
and if you think you didn't hear us right, yes, we said 12 seasons.
12 seasons 12 of South season. Carolina. Okay. 3:40, 11. Yeah, we got time. Okay, we did some interviews during the Classic, and I don't have the right one queued up. I got Ronnie. I don't have James Overstreet queued up. 3:40. We still got time to do it, I guess.
Yeah, okay. All right. So this is part of the Classic montage live from Greenville, South Carolina, and standing here with the one and only James Overstreet, who takes some of the best pictures, both on the water and off the water, that I've ever seen. J.O., thank you.
Thank you, Roger. I appreciate you saying that. And appreciate everybody that takes a look at what I do.
Absolutely. That's some good stuff. Taylor, first question.
Okay, besides taking pictures, what is your favorite part about the Classic?
I think probably everybody's, you know, when they think of the Classic, they think of the guy holding a trophy over his head and the fireworks and the confetti. I'm no different than everybody else, but I get to take that one, you know, and I've taken a lot of them, and that's always, because it's the biggest moment for the guy. And that's why we're here. So it's the biggest moment for our guys to hold that trophy, and which makes it the biggest moment in our sport and the biggest moment that I need to capture.
How many years you been doing this?
I guess 20-ish, something like that maybe. Yeah. Still love doing it. I've cut a little bit of my schedule back. We're not going to do the Opens anymore, but I'm going to do all the Elites and the Classic for some years if I stay healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you do in the off season? Because I see some of your pictures. I follow you, so I know some of the stuff you do. What do you enjoy doing when you're not on the Elite Series taking pictures?
Really, in the off season, I really stay away from people a lot. And it's not because of the people. It's because I'm in places that I love to be. which are kind of remote, you know, and that. But I usually I put my camper on a really remote lake, and I keep it there a couple months. I come and go. I deer hunt quite a bit, and I shoot a lot of photos. That's when I do all my landscape stuff. Since you follow me, you know I have I do a landscape deal every now and then in there in my photo of the day, and I shoot some of that stuff just because I like doing it. And that's about it. Camp, fish, and deer hunt a little bit. Take a lot of pictures.
Taylor, got another one? Got another question?
Are you willing to give my dad photography lessons?
Yeah, I don't know. You talking about with a real camera or a phone? We'll start with the phone and move up. See how we do.
Might have known to ask you a smart aleck question. Remind me never to do that again.
You know I had to gig you, man.
No, I know you had to gig me. Of the bass staff, who's the most fun just to be around all the time?
Oh, man.
Uh-huh, here we go. This includes all your – this is Sago and Ronnie and Davey and Dave Mercer. And
oh, no,
Sue.
It ain't none of them.
Oh, none of them. Okay.
No, actually, you know –
right, who is it?
You know, Mercer's probably how I do – I eat more dinners than that with him, Bowman. But my funnest to me is, I guess, overall, is my traveling buddy Steve Wright.
Okay.
You know, he's a rider for a bass, and – he's always been my traveling guy for years now. He's written, and I would do the photos, and when we would do a lot of feature stories for ESPN back in the day, we were like a two-man team. So it would be him because he's seen a lot of windshield with me over the years.
A lot of windshield. That's time well spent in my book. Do I dare to give you another shot? Do you have anything else?
You probably don't want to ask me to ask another question.
Oh.
Okay. Any word for Geddes? See, Geddes probably listen. Any word for Geddes, Brandon?
I would start with Lieutenant Governor.
He'll be there for too long.
James, thanks a bunch, man.
Appreciate it, man. Yep. It's always a great visit with you.
Absolutely.
You too. You're growing up like a weed, girl. See you later. Ask him.
Oh, me. Sorry about that. I don't know what's going on with that thing. God, done so well in the past. But anyway, that was James Overstreet. If you ever look at Bassmaster.com, his pictures are splashed all over. If you follow him, he does a picture a day for like 7 years. Just some good stuff. So anyway, hang on. We'll be back. More Woods and Water South Carolina on the other side of the break. And welcome back to Woods and Water, South Carolina. Seriously, that digital voice recorder has just done wonderful over the years. I have no clue. I wonder if it's the SD card. Could be the SD card, because, you know, the SD cards have come a long way. And I don't know which one I had in that thing. I have to do some experiments, because I'm planning on using that thing in Tulsa a bunch, because I'm not carrying all my stuff with me. But anyway, and then we caught up with another friend. And congratulations to Ronnie and Sarah. They just had their first child.
I did see that.
A little girl. What's her name?
Oh, gosh.
I know.
It was a really pretty name. I remember
it
that.
Was.
No, but I can't
yeah, it
remember
was.
What it is.
But, yeah, Ronnie Moore, who is king of fantasy fishing. Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about that. And the wall of knowledge. So let's hear it. Let's listen to what Ronnie said.
One tap, two. All right, so catching up with somebody else that, you know, he says all I have to do is give him a call, and I know he means it because he's just that kind of guy. Ronnie Moore, who, if you watch Bass Live, is the kingmaker on fantasy fishing.
No one else, I guess I'm the self-proclaimed king of fantasy fishing, but I'm cool with that. So, yeah, I'm always available for a call, but man, it's the classic week, and it's the most special week in the sport of fishing. There's no other event that gets the entire industry, sponsors, fans, anglers, everyone comes into one central location to celebrate this event. It is a big celebration of the sport in general.
I kicked your butt in fantasy fishing last year.
I know you did.
It was fun.
The more I know about these anglers, the worse I do, because I know boat number one and boat number 94, they can catch them doing the same thing, and everybody else in between. So I kind of get, my heart pulls me in directions. I trick my mind, you know, but still, at the end of the day, the king reigns for only a short time period. You know, this isn't a blood thing. This was a self-proclaimed thing. So I don't know how long my reign will last, but right now I'll take it. I'll take my lumps when I get them.
You don't want to know the rationale I used to pick last year. Just don't ask.
Hey, it's understandable. No sense. My wife is neck and neck with me this year, and she's never done it before. But she has asked my opinion, and I've told her to switch some people out, and I've been correct. And I'm like, I need to take my own advice. I need to, like, if I was telling someone who didn't know about fishing, who would I tell them and dumb it down, and then just pick who I tell them. Yeah. That's exactly what I should do.
Gotta love this guy. All right, Taylor.
Okay, what do you think about the weather for this weekend?
The weather for Lake Hartwell, man, 2 weeks ago, so 2 weeks before the Classic started, I texted a couple buddies who live at Lake Hartwell, fish Lake Hartwell a lot, and I said, what's the water temp? Thinking they would say 48, 49 degrees. They said 55 in some places. And I said, my mindset's totally changed. This Classic is going to be a warmer Classic than we've had other than the summertime one in 2021. This is going to be different, and that's what I love about Lake Hartwell. Every year we've had it. 2008, it was 30 feet low and cold, timber everywhere. Mm-hmm. 2015, coldest Classic all time. 2018, it changed every day, and it's very similar to this week, but the fish will probably be a little bit more ahead than they were then. So I'm very excited about the weather this week. It was, you know, the lows have been in the 30s a lot of the days, and then all of a sudden Classic Week comes around. The lows are in the mid-40s, maybe 50 degrees for the low, and the highs. I got red on the final day of practice. I haven't been red from the sun in 9 months because we haven't had the sun. It's been winter for too long. So I got a little bit red. The highs are going to be in the 70s to 80s. We could hit 80. I mean, the final day of the Classic, projecting obviously, we could see someone catch a key fish off the bed to win the Classic. That's something we never have in the Classic. And Lake Hartwell, we're going to see guys 8 inches of water, 60 feet of water, and they're going to be neck and neck weight-wise at the end of the tournament, which is very cool.
This is a good one. Favorite thing about the Classic?
The moment one angler's on stage waiting for a boat to pull up, and that angler steps off the stage, and they go and put their 5 fish on the scales, and they stand beside each other, and one of those two becomes the Bassmaster Classic champ. It's a 30-second thing, and it's 55 minutes in my mind. I'm like, everything is in slow-mo, and I am getting chills right now talking about it, because that is the moment that changes that angler's life. It changes their family's life. It changes both people's lives on stage, to be honest, because the person will never forget finishing second, and they'll never forget winning the Classic. But I started to change my mindset a few years ago, because it doesn't just change whoever has the same last name as the winner. It changes every person in that arena. I was in the Classic in 2010 for my first time as a fan, and I got to see an arena light up when the winner was announced, and I'll never forget that. I never will forget that roar. I'll never forget the curtain splitting and somebody coming through with their song and the fans cheering, or a giant bag on the scales. It's stuff that I will never forget, and it's why I'm here today most likely, because this sport is so special. But that moment, that little blip of time, that it's slow-mo. A guy's sitting in the chair, another guy's walking up with his 5 fish, and no one knows who's going to win until those scales read out what it says. So that is a very special moment in our format and in our sport.
And it's funny you should mention that, because I say that because the same thing, J.O., I'm sure it's the same thing other people will say as we go through this week. And mine just went blank. You got anything? My mind, I'm serious, my mind just went, doop, had an idea, and it was gone. You don't have anything.
Well, I mean, it's like you said, something yeah. J.O. said. It's guys, he's been to twice as many Classics as me. But you never forget them. You'll know the first Classic you went to.
Yeah, that's right.
I'll remember even the first Classic I worked in 2014. I remember driving, and we're leaving the ramp going to Birmingham to go back to where the arena was for the War Room, like way back in the War Room days. We were rolling that way, and the lake splits, you know, the road splits, mm-hmm. and we're going to Birmingham, and I look at Bass Track, and I'm like, Randy Howe's got 22 pounds, and he's like right over there, I think, and we turn around, and we look, and you see cars lining on the bridge. And we go over there, and I get out of the car, and I'm like crawling over seats, shooting a bass cam as we're talking about the leaderboard is shaking up from a guy from back in the pack.
Yeah.
And we walk out there and we watch him catch his 5th fish, see him cull. Mm-hmm. And then we go to Birmingham and we're like, they're going to catch him throughout the day. And he didn't, you know. So there's little things in every single Classic that I'll never forget. So, like we said, the winning moment is always so special, but I get chills thinking months in advance about who's going to win, like what it would be like to have that winning weight. and to hold that trophy and the confetti come down, like, I cry every time. It's so cool. It's so cool.
Well, Ronnie, thanks, man. I appreciate it. It's always cool to watch you up there on the screen of knowledge and talking about draining the lake, fantasy fishing, and the stats and stuff like that. And thanks for taking a few minutes and doing this here media day at the 2022 Bassmaster Classic.
Of course. I'll take any time to talk about this sport because it is so special. Think about, I'm a 28-year-old kid who has been in the sport for almost a decade now. So they welcomed me in as a college kid. So if you want to do something in this sport, in this industry, it's available for anyone. You got to have your passion. I don't have a silky voice like Tommy Sanders. I don't have the charisma necessarily or the storytelling ability. I can tell stories pretty good.
You're getting there now.
But Zone is another level. Yes. Davey's got the angler expertise from that. Yeah. So everyone's got their role, and mine is just the passion and the effort. Statistics as well. I love the numbers because numbers do tell a story in fishing. But if you want to work in the sport, find a way. If it's marketing, if it's operating a camera, if it's mopping up. I was the Bass Track guy, but I was planning and prepping, learning how to take photos in case it ever happened. Overstreet gets sick one day, I go out and take photos, and then boom, you just never know how it goes. So always be willing, never say no, always say yes to stuff, and you could work in your favorite sport as well.
Cool, man. Thanks.
Yep.
Again, sorry for the, I don't know. I got to figure out what's going on with that. But Ronnie's Marlo Joy.
Yep, I remember.
Little girl. Marlo Joy. So, born on the 16th of March. Got 2 minutes. Favorite part of the classic for you?
Oh, gosh. Getting to catch up with the people you haven't seen since ICAST.
It's a family deal.
Yeah.
A very, very extended family deal. You were busy.
I was very busy.
Opening day, Shimano out at the ball field, which was a really cool event.
Yeah.
The Shimano Macbeth opening kickoff party with Steel Toe Stiletto band and that 360 camera deal, which was really fun.
Gosh.
It was. It was fun.
Mm-hmm.
We could save this till the next segment.
Save it till the next segment, because there's a lot.
So what are we going to do? Because we got like a minute and a half.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Taylor.
Okay,
I know. No. What?
Come
go ahead.
On.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Let me add substance to the show,
okay.
Please.
We'll come back to our favorite part of the classic. Quickly, fill in.
Crab Bank Seabird Sanctuary. If y'all are planning on going down there for family thing or going to take pictures, it's going to be closed. The island's going to be closed from March 15th to October 15th because of the breeding season.
Nesting season.
It's breeding season.
Well, nesting season.
Okay. Then it opens back up October 16th, but no access is allowed after dark. You cannot camp. You can't bring your dogs. Can't bring your cars on the island. Can't bring your bicycles. And don't disturb the birds while you're there, please.
I think you can only be between mean low tide and mean high tide on the island itself. I don't think you can walk in the interior. I think you have to stay in that tidal range.
Huh. Interesting.
I think. All right. Well, let's take a break. We got one more segment to go. And we don't have a clue what we're going to talk about because we got a lot of things, but we're not going to get to all of them. So
just bear with us.
Just bear with us. More Woods and Water South on the other side of the break. Sitting here, I just got an email. Is this Boston's greatest song?
Huh?
Just got an email popped up here. Is this Boston's greatest song? It's from Paul, my brother.
Oh, yeah. I was like, that was so random.
I know. There's a YouTube thing out there on Don't Look Back and why it's, I wonder if this is the same thing.
Huh.
It's like 40 minutes long. It's great. It goes in depth and all the just the little nuances of Tom Scholes in Boston and all. And sorry, this is not a rock and roll show. This is an outdoor radio show, but we happen to like music here.
I somewhat like your music, but
we like music general. I'm not saying my music. We like music.
Oh yeah, we do like
music. Makes the world go round, right along with the outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Quickly, we have a couple of news stories we need to get to.
That apparently we're not calendar events. Excuse me.
Yeah, calendar events anyway, are specific dates.
Yes,
date stuff,
yes, yes. Not... Well, the other one had dates, and this was just in there somewhere. Anyway, okay. DNR just released the new Go Outdoors South Carolina app.
Yes.
That is their new licensing and boating titling system.
Replaced the old app that was out there last year.
Yes, that was what they had, especially for turkey hunters. Turkey season's coming in.
Yep.
Whatever app you downloaded for the previous season, delete that and add this new one. It's available on Apple and Google Play Store. You can purchase hunting and fishing licenses, permits, and tags, apply for lottery hunts, register or renew a watercraft, report turkey harvests, upgrade to a licensing card, and purchase SCDNR gear and make donations through that one app. It's a multifunctional app, and you can do a whole bunch with this.
They have hard license cards now, like a credit card.
Uh-huh.
Which is really cool. I can't wait to get mine.
Yep.
But yeah, for turkey hunters, you got to have that to report your turkey harvest. And I stole yours. I got it right
come
here.
On.
Okay, well, here.
No, we didn't go. By all means, go ahead.
The South Carolina Department of Natural Resources, if you spot a black bear, they want to know about it. Black bears, it's springtime. Bears are coming out and starting to move around looking for food.
About to be time to put your bird feeders up. Make sure your trash cans are closed.
Yeah, because the teenagers are going to be looking for homes of their own, so to speak. So, and it's real easy. Department of Natural Resources website. They want your name, email, phone number. If you can, take a picture. Don't get in trouble taking a picture. You know, like...
Don't get mauled or chased
by the bear. But, you know, just grab a picture with your camera. And then the date and time that you saw it, the number of bears, adults, number of cubs you see, location. And I guess they're, like, using Google Maps here because... You can upload Latin Lunge by tapping. So I guess you do. The county, the town, neighborhood, subdivision, if applicable. And if you have any comments, you can add those too.
Bear taco season. So all of y'all like to go out there and hang your hammocks up. You are setting yourself.
You're a human enchilada. They did have a guy get attacked. In a hammock a couple of years
it was a lady.
Was it a lady?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I do, in fact, remember that.
Yeah, up in the Smoky Mountain.
Not to discourage you from going outside and hanging up your hammock.
Because I like going out and hanging my hammock up.
Just beware.
Yeah, just beware. Like, if you go camping, be bear aware. Hang your, suspend your food on a bear pole or up a tree or something like that. Don't keep it in the tent with you. Goes back to that bobcat story from the Chattooga River trip a few years back.
I was thinking about the bear story with the Oreos.
Oh, yeah, that too. Yeah. Which bear story's better?
I think the Oreo one.
The Oreo one
better.
Okay. Have I told that one a while?
I don't think you've actually told that one before.
Okay. Well, I have a Scotty D in Charleston.
Mm-hmm.
Used to have a Low Country Fly Shop. He guided in Alaska for like 8 or 9 years on Milk Creek. Which is Montana Creek. It's in the same area as Montana Creek. It's just a little bit to the east.
Mm-hmm.
They built a cabin and then helicoptered it back in. A cabin,
wow.
Which is really cool. And then they jet boated back up to it and fished out of it. He said, I never used bear spray before. I always had it, but never had to use it. But he said, we kept seeing bear tracks in camp after we left to go fishing. We come back, there'd be bear tracks. He said, we came back one day. There's a black bear sitting in the middle of our camp, and he found a package of Oreos, and he is eating an Oreo one at a time. He
He's a distinguished gentleman.
He's a distinguished gentleman black bear. He's picking up an Oreo and he's eating it. And he's just like, what? But he said, you just can't have that kind of, you know, familiarity in yep. camp. So he got close enough and hit the bear with bear spray. The bear started screaming because that pepper spray really hurts, and the bear stuff is kind of more than the human stuff. And he said, I felt so sorry for the bear. He said,
just trying to eat his Oreos.
Yeah, but those weren't his Oreos. And he said, never saw the bear again. But yeah, it's a pretty cool bear story. But yeah, picking out and eating Oreos one at a time. Sitting up in camp.
His mama raised him right.
That's right. His mom raised him on Table Manners. Son, you're not going to act like you were raised in a barn. So anyway, bear story. Okay, so it's like 6 minutes left.
Yeah. So
classic.
Yeah. So I did. We had the kickoff party with Shimano at Floorfield. It was great. It was good to kind of catch up with them before all the craziness of the week started. And Friday, I was working at the Shimano booth pretty much all day. Had a lot of people come through. A lot of people wanting to buy stuff, which was good. We released a couple of new really cool reels, and we actually released some of our Macbeth line tackle, so that was pretty cool. Some really cool jointed shad.
Yeah.
We had some good stuff come out.
Yep.
So it was good to be able to kind of tell people about it, and also, you know, it can make you kind of feel smart when you're right. When people ask you a question, you're like, oh, I know the answer to this. Like, but it was cool having some people come up to me and recognize me and say hi, take some pictures. So that's why I say, if y'all ever see us out in public, come say hi.
Sure. We're just normal
people. Buy.
Nah.
No, we don't buy.
Normally, we take showers in the morning.
Yeah, normally.
I do, at least. Sometimes you don't.
I do, too.
Okay, we need to talk about that then.
Oh, gosh. Anyway, Saturday, I honestly hated to not be able to make it to the expo. I am actually in fire EMS training right now on Saturday, so training went a little late, and after I got out, I had heard that parking was insane, and that if it was packed, and I was like, by the time I get down there, it'll be time to go to weigh-in anyways. So we just waited to go to weigh-in. Was able to have some friends in our suite, and then, of course, Championship Sunday came around. I was back and forth between AFCO and Shimano.
We did Expo that day because I hadn't been to the Expo yet.
Yeah, you marshaled on Friday, and then we didn't go on Saturday.
Yep.
So it was good to catch up with my AFCO crew, made some new contacts. Pretty cool to see what all's happened ever since ICAST. I mean, things can happen so fast when you don't see people that much. But
and you're supposed to go to Journey South Outfitters in Louisiana fishing.
I'm going to Louisiana. Imagine that. Going to go for a women's weekend with some of the AFCO Pro staff. We're going to do some product reviews and shoot some films, so that'll be fun. So things like that come out of this. But then Championship Sunday was great. Congrats to Jason Christie. He deserved it. He fished his heart out, and it was a very close tournament. A lot of people we talked to were saying it was going to be close. But we actually got to have Mike Iaconelli hang out with us.
Yeah, if you weren't there, Yamaha Wright Waters did a thing with Saginaw Boating Fishing Alliance, and Mike Iaconelli was kind of the spokesperson talking about it, and then Chris Butler, the president, the board chairman for SCBFA, was there on stage with him, and he and Geddes and Mike's wife and a couple other people came and watched Final Weigh In with us, which was fun.
Pretty cool. Pretty cool to hang out with him. And
yeah.
He's one that I really haven't had much contact with, so it was cool to meet him and his wife. But overall, I think it was a great weekend, and it was fun having it here at home because some family came, some people that don't normally get to see us do our thing got to see us do our thing. All great, but kind of unfortunate for the people that got stuck in the elevator that broke the night of Championship Sunday.
Yeah. Let's see. So Wednesday, I rode with Matt Airy the practice day. We had a good time. Almost killed a seagull, or almost got hit by a seagull.
did kill a seagull on Friday.
Well, Thursday we had media day, which is always fun.
Yeah, media day.
Lunch and all with everybody, and that's when you start seeing all your friends in the media, and then to catch up with them. Then we had interviews around the boats Thursday afternoon after lunch.
Great lunch, by the way. Oh, boy.
Yeah, lasagna. It was really good. And good salad, too.
Mm-hmm.
Then Friday for me, I rode with Brian New. He dropped 20 pounds on the scales and was leading on day one. So Friday we had a really good time together.
He had a great tournament.
Great tournament. We did kill a seagull.
Unfortunately.
Seagull, you need to get out of the way of a 67-mile-an-hour Falcon bass boat just a little bit faster because he was wedged into the trolling motor. So, yeah, and it was so funny because we got it. He found a semi-pattern, I guess you'd say, of throwing a big Kytec swim bait, a 4.3, I think, up underneath docks, skipping up underneath docks, and you can do that on these shad and herring lakes. And it got to be the lunchtime on, and we noticed a pattern developing. It was the dock in the very back of each pocket. As we'd pull in, did you see it? And go, oh, there it is. Shane Durant's has a great photo gallery up. If you go to Bassmaster.com and back up news day one or something like that, it's got a great photo set that he did. Saturday, we didn't make it at all except for weigh-in, and then Sunday did the expo, crowded as always. It was really good, and I missed starting the music again.
But the turnout was
Turnout, 154,932 is what they said.
Most attended Bassmaster Classic ever.
So, yeah, great time. If you went, you sitting there shaking your head, yep, great time. If you didn't go,
you're sitting next there time wishing it comes you come.
Around, you need to go. It's in Knoxville, Tennessee next year.
Not too far of a drive.
2.5-3 hours, I think. We will be there again. But, yeah, great time. Didn't get a chance to talk about the gathering down at Palmetto State Armory and Clinton House. We'll talk about that later on. Meanwhile, as always, y'all make time to get out there.
Take the back roads when you can.
Don't forget the camera. We will see you back here next week. More Woods and Water, South Carolina. From behind, yes, I'm gone to Carolina.